Red 2, G.I. Joe, Pulp Fiction, among others. Not all of them are good per se, but still, he's an extremely bankable star. Everyone recognizes who Bruce Willis is. And yet, since about 2014 onwards, he has primarily appeared in direct-to-video action films made by infamous production company EFO, Emmett Furler Oasis. Recently, he seems to have loosened up that relationship with EFO and has branched into another company that could be argued is even worse, 308 Entertainment, with two key people at the helm, Corey Large and Australian director Edward Drake. And these films, they all follow the same pattern, which is Bruce has second billing, his face is all over the poster, but he's only in it for about 10 minutes. And the reason this is because Bruce works, on average, one day on these movies. What happens is he comes to set and they have to change everything, get him to every location that they're shooting in to get all his close-ups in one day. Rest of the whole time, they just use a Bruce Willis body double. And you can tell when they use the body double. So, yeah, it's a little sad watching someone that I've traditionally held in very high regard to A, not caring about what he's in, and B, being barely in it.
Yeah, I was watching some of the trailers for his latest stuff yesterday and earlier this morning, and it really did look like it wasn't him. It kind of reminded me of the deepfakes. But obviously deepfakes have gotten to a really high standard nowadays. You can't actually tell, but 5-6 years ago, they weren't that good. But it really does remind me of a deepfake. It's so obvious that it was a younger person and definitely a stunt double, which is rather interesting because all of those scenes weren't actually stunts. It was just him walking. But very, very interesting. Now, I do know that there has been instances of even the props in these films being a bit suspicious. There's a couple of things in the trailer that kind of highlighted that. Thoughts?
Yeah. For a bit of context, the movie that Maddie's talking about is Cosmic Sin, which Bruce made last year with Edward Drake. And there's a point in the movie where a character is pointing a gun at something and it's a close-up of the gun. The thing is, it's not a prop gun. It's a toy gun. Like, you can clearly see there's a red cap on the barrel that tells you it's not a real gun. And part of me just went, is that real? Am I watching the rehearsal tapes or something? But yeah, that gives you a key indication of the quality, I use that word in the lightest sense, the quality of these movies. And there's one last thing I want to mention, and it's very, very important. The way Bruce delivers his lines, they're very staccato-esque, and I think this comes from the fact that Bruce wears an earpiece in these movies because it seems like he hasn't learned his lines. So someone reads him his lines on set, and he has to interpret how he's supposed to be saying his lines while he's saying them, and it comes off as very awkward, and I doubt he'll ever be hearing this, but Bruce, if you ever do find this, buddy, come on, mate. You're better than this. I know you are better than this.
Mm-mm. From watching him do Die Hard, and that was, I mean, we all have our reservations about Die Hard, but I can say that, you know, he did have a better performance in that from what I've seen recently from him. But it is quite sad that he's not that old. He's really not that old. He's, what, in his 60s, I think? 66, I saw?
Yeah, he's in his mid-60s.
Yeah, and for him to be wearing an earpiece now, it kind of is a little bit sad because you think we could still get another 20 years worth of films out of him, but it feels like we're on the decline now and we may not see him in films in the next few years, which is quite sad. But these films that he's in as well, blowing the budget on him, so they have to use toy guns, and you and I were talking about this earlier, but the VFX are non-existent, and Cosmic Sin is a sci-fi film. And it kind of looks like it's a university production almost, something that someone created for an assessment rather than an actual film that people would pay to watch. But that's the reality of what these films are. But we're talking about this because a recent film just came out last week, No Time to Die.
No Time to Die is James Bond.
Sorry, I'm getting very confused. Names are quite similar. Do forgive me. A Time to Die, and the plotline. Rather interesting. Guy's trying to get $2 million worth of cash to save his pregnant wife for ransom money. And Bruce is playing a corrupt police officer. It's a little sus, but it also just reminds me of,
Heat?
Yes. Yes. It reminds me of very much I Will Find You and I Will Kill You.
Taken.
Yeah, Taken. That's it. Yeah. Thank you. I couldn't remember the name, but I remembered the quote. It reminds me of that, but it seems like a very much a B-list film. It's not even an homage to it. It's just straight up taking the plot, except pregnant wife instead of daughter. Yeah. But what can you do? What can you do? Any more?
Well, just on that, A Day to Die, there's just one more thing I want to mention about that movie. Bruce is in that movie quite a lot, more than some of his other films. But for some reason, he didn't do any additional dialogue or ADR. So there are times when you can clearly see him talking, like he's moving his lips, but it's not his voice. They've just... Some must have used a random AI generator to sound like Bruce Willis. But it just sounds like someone doing a slightly drunk impression of him, if that makes any sense.
Bruce Willis, the Vocaloid. I wonder if he'll get any pop songs next.
Careful, someone might get some ideas from listening to this.
I want to say I hope not, but my heart is also going, I kind of want to see that. I kind of want to see that. It'd be... definitely some humor that would come out of that. But how many more wheels versus doors are there in the world? Now, this blew up last week on March 5th from a random New Zealander just tweeting on Twitter. Do you think there are more doors or wheels in the world? Apparently, it was just to settle a mate dispute between his mates and him. And 200,000 people responded, and since then it has blown up everywhere. TikToks are going for it, more people on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere, you name it. If you haven't come across it yet, well, I believe you may be under a rock somewhere. me and my girlfriend were having this discussion a bit earlier, and she believes that there are more doors in the world, which I think is wrong. I think there's more wheels. What about you, Jack?
Honestly, I've never actually thought about this. This is an incredible debate that will change the course of the universe. No, I'm just kidding. This is a very, very pointless social media debate, but it's fun nonetheless. So I honestly think there's more wheels, you know, counting the different types of wheels. That's what I think people are maybe forgetting about here, not just car wheels and all that, but the different types of wheels you find on things. Per person, I think there might be more wheels.
I 100% agree with you. Like I was saying to my partner, you might be forgetting about wheels in a clock, wheels in a factory. You know, wheels are everywhere. Even on some of the chairs that we sit on, there's wheels. And she was just like, oh, I didn't think about that. I was just thinking about cars. So yeah, she was on the exact same wavelength as you just mentioned. And lots of people on Twitter are saying the exact same thing. It's rather interesting, but some people are pulling old Monsters, Inc. into it with the doors. The doors, but they're actually on wheels. Has anyone forgotten? They've got wheels on them too, these doors, you know, through the back end of the factory going into where they store them. There's wheels. There's wheels.
Yeah, like it seems like people just tend to overlook the finer details in these things. Oh, plus... Is Monsters, Inc. technically part of this whole debate? Are people actually bringing in Pixar movies into it?
Yes, yes. Someone on Twitter tweeted on 8th of March. Anyone on Team Wheel care to explain this? And then there's a photo of the doors with Mike and Sully hanging off them from the first film. But I completely disagree. I 100% disagree. They're only children's doors. They're only the kids' doors. Mm. But like we know for a fact that there are probably way more machines than there are kids on this world.
Yeah, like... And also, those machines need wheels to operate, so...
Exactly.
Look, full honesty, the cynic in me is just like, who gives a... won't say the next word, but I just think it's kind of ridiculous. But it's fun to indulge in these things every now and then. So for argument's sake, yeah, I'm going to say there's more wheels in this world, mainly because we need them to function more than we need doors.
Mm, 100%. I 100% agree. But it's good to have these kind of things float around on social media at the moment with the way the world is going. And bringing in a positive attitude amongst all the pessimistic stuff that I see on my Twitter feed. So it's really nice to see a bit of a change for once, rather than just cat videos, you know.
Yeah. Cat videos can only do so much.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But let us know what you think on our 2SER Twitter page. I'll be posting later. And let me know what you think. Good to have a public opinion on what you think. But also, let us know what you want to hear from us with Jack and the Popstalk every week. It's a new show. It's only episode 2. So let us know what you want. I'll post a poll on Twitter. What you want to hear from us. We'll discuss anything and everything that you guys want to hear that's the latest in pop culture and social media. So if you've got any hot takes for the week, we love spicy hot takes here. We love it. We'll chat about it. But thank you very much for listening in. That's all we have time for on Jack and the Popstalk this week. The podcast will be up on the 2SER website later on. But like I said, let us know what you feel on Twitter, and we'll see you next week. Thank you very much, Jack, for coming in.
Thanks, Maddie. You have a great day.